What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. Hope you guys are doing well, and happy Election Day.
Yes.
You may be seeing this on November 5th, which is when we're recording.
Yes, and I mean, both of us went and voted. He doesn't have his sticker on, but we went and voted this morning, so if you can vote, you know, we highly encourage you to go out and vote. And yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. But I say we just hop right into this episode. We had pretty, honestly, boring week of football.
Yeah.
I saw a statistic. I think the favorites were 14-1 this week. The only one that didn't win was the Saints, of course.
Yeah, I don't think I would have predicted that.
Yeah, so a pretty boring week, but, I mean, we got to talk about it. So let's get right into some Guess the Player.
All right, guys, let's get it started with some news, which kind of, you know, we got the trade deadline coming up. I don't know.
Yes.
Is it this week?
I think it's tomorrow, actually.
Okay. So, yeah, we've seen kind of a few ones trickling in. I honestly won't be surprised if something comes out during the episode.
Yeah, I do got my notifications on, so I should be able to see them.
We'll see. But just getting some ones out of the way that just happened. First of all, the Steelers making, I think, two confirmed moves. Getting Mike Williams at receiver, which,
that's huge for them. Even though he hasn't been, you know, how he used to be, a good wide receiver, too, is a necessity.
And he's got, I mean, he's definitely has the talent.
With his injuries and stuff. Yeah, and I think with Russ, like, Russ isn't going to do no Aaron Rodgers stuff where, like, he's, you know, expecting these crazy plays. Like, he just needs him to do exactly what he does.
Yeah, and also, you just mentioned that Preston Smith could be coming from the Packers.
Yes. I mean, I'm kind of glad we're getting rid of him. He's getting old. His contract is a bit heavy. I'm really hoping it means that that opens us up to get someone else. I'm sure we won't. But, yeah, I think that's not a bad move for the Steelers at all.
Yeah, just helping out. I mean, the defense is already so good. But
yeah.
Might as well. And then also having the Saints here. Or no, the Commanders are getting Marshon Lattimore from the Saints. So.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, it's looking like the Commanders. Yeah, I think he's still been very good this year. The Commanders, I think, are really going all in this season, which is crazy. They have a rookie quarterback, but
I mean, they got rid of Chase Young and Montez Sweat last year, so
yeah,
I guess they have probably more room in the cap.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, could be. They are kind of on the come up.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see. And then also, Cowboys are set to get Jonathan Mingo from the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to look out for. And then Lions are getting Za'Darius Smith.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really good. Browns.
Browns, okay.
Yeah, he was on the Vikings, but I think that's a good thing for the Lions. I mean, they just, you know, whooped the Packers.
Oh,
so.
I mean, we kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah, we both of us predicted that, so I'm not too mad. But, you know, I guess what can you do? So, yeah, so those are all the trades. And we got any injuries for this week?
Yeah, definitely, you know, definitely a few key ones. Not anything too crazy, I'd say. First one, probably the biggest one of the week was Chris Olave getting a concussion, which was pretty scary hit. He went to the hospital.
He got absolutely drilled.
Yeah, I feel bad. And that's like one of his like fifth concussions or something.
He's on his Tua run right now.
Yeah, so he's got to be careful for sure. Also, kind of going with that, Drake London, who I always consider them close together. Were they drafted the same year?
I think they were.
So I always like, and they're always hand
in hand. Olave went to Ohio State. I think London went to Ohio State, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but London, he did get injured in that game with a hip injury. He is questionable.
USC is where Drake London went.
But yeah, it kind of sucks because I had him in fantasy. I mean, I would have lost anyways, but he...
Vinny put up, like, 70 points this
week. Well, partially because Drake London got, like, a touchdown in the first quarter and then just got hurt. So, unfortunate there.
Yeah.
But also, we have Jameson Williams returning from suspension, I believe, this week on the Lions. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how, like...
Their offense is already so good. Like, do they even need him?
I don't know how much he'll be able to, like, fit into that with what they got going now.
I mean, he was... Earlier in the season, he was doing pretty good, I think. So,
yeah,
I think he'll help for sure.
Definitely some big plays. But sticking with the receivers, Amari Cooper is questionable, and Keon Coleman for the Bills as well is getting a wrist MRI. So that wide receiver room is definitely something to watch out for. Also, T. Higgins still not practicing after missing the last 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
He's been kind of out like the whole season. And then A.J. Brown is currently questionable day-to-day, but Nico Collins is set to return from IR and play.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which...
I mean, they definitely need him a lot, but that's a huge, like, boost for this Texans offense, I think.
Yeah, and it's honestly crazy to think our number one player in our fantasy league has him and Godwin on IR. And Godwin's, I think, just out for the season. But imagine both of them.
That's crazy.
And then going just a couple of running backs. We have Saquon is just questionable, like a little sore, tight, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then McCaffrey is, I believe, playing this. Or he's going off IR this week.
The fact that he's back, that makes the 49ers a lot scarier.
And their other backup just has been hurt. So
Mason.
Good timing for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they still have injuries with, like, Debo. He's always questionable.
Yeah, Kittle's been, like...
Ayuk's out.
Sometimes, yeah, Ayuk's out for... Is he out for the season? I feel like he is. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's... I mean, we'll see if he can play the rest of the year. I don't know.
Yeah, they definitely would like that to happen, so...
But he never does.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
But, yeah, that's the that's kind of the big news for the week, so...
All right.
Let's say we just move right along.
Guess the player.
All right, guys, let's get it going with some Guess the Player.
Let's get it.
Got four players up here and a lot of crazy stat lines this week.
Yeah.
A lot of good performances to talk about. So I kind of just picked out some ones here.
Well, let me cook.
The first one we have is, all right, this one's a receiver. We have 9 receptions for 90 yards and 2 touchdowns.
All right. Okay, that's a lot of points.
There are a lot of options, though. So.
Yeah, I mean, 2 touchdowns is definitely... Okay, the first name that popped out to me was kind of crazy. And because I know he's one of... but then he also...
Who are you thinking? I'm not going to say.
So, yeah, right off the bat, Quentin Johnson, I know, got 2 touchdowns. And then I know... Did Amon-Ra St. Brown maybe get 2 touchdowns? Maybe. Zay Flowers got 2 touchdowns? Ooh. I'm going to go with Zay Flowers.
All right, that is incorrect, but I think you're right on the 2 touchdowns. This person is actually Garrett Wilson.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even looking at the Thursday night game.
Because I was mainly going to put him or Jackson Smith in the Jigba because Trevor had both of them against me.
Yeah.
Because he put up 37. But, yeah, Garrett Wilson had 30 fantasy points.
I mean, and let's just talk about that catch. I mean.
People were saying he made the next Odell catch.
I wouldn't go that far. It was an amazing catch. I definitely think Odell's was better. Like, for us... I don't think I could ever see or, like, catch a one-handed ball and not think OBJ. Like, a one-handed catch is an OBJ.
Because OBJ just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
That's like a saying.
A Wilson, like...
Yeah, but it was definitely a crazy...
Oh, yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. It was definitely one of the craziest catches. Were you there? Oh, no, you weren't.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you weren't home. We were out at a Halloween party. And we're, like, walking through this house, and we just hear a bunch of people scream. We look over at the TV, and Garrett Wilson's making that catch, and we were like, whoa. Because, I mean, just a crazy catch. And the Jets finally look like a good team. Rodgers, 3 touchdowns. Devontae looked good. Garrett Wilson looked good.
I mean,
the first half was bad. Don't get me wrong.
The first half, they didn't even score any points.
Yeah, I mean, they looked terrible in the first half, but...
Yeah, which, I don't know. Yeah, this game kind of knew it was going to be low scoring, and then they picked it up at the end, barely.
Yeah, CJ Stroud, another bad week. 11 for 30. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Only 3 people caught the ball.
Yeah,
that's
the Jets,
really
I mean,
bad.
The Jets defense, it looks, I mean, turned it around more this game mm-hmm. than they've been struggling the past few games.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, kind of as I predict, a lot of just. I mean, how many? Were there a lot of punts in the first half?
Five punts for the Jets.
5-3.
Yeah.
Kind of boring just until the end there.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely got better towards the end, but yeah, I don't know. Texans definitely need to turn something around. It's weird because, like, Joe Mixon's doing really good for them. And right now it's really on CJ Stroud. He's got weapons.
I mean, they're still 6-3, though.
That's back-to-back losses now. And yeah. I think this week they got the Lions. That could be three straight losses. Cowboys next week. Sure, the Cowboys aren't as good, but... And then... who did they got after that? Then Titans. So...
Not a walk in the park schedule. They are first in the AFC South.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean... Yeah, like we said, kind of... Kevin, what's the Thursday game this...
Bengals Ravens.
Okay.
It's going to be a really good game.
We've been waiting for a good.
We might got to go to Stacked for this one.
Yeah.
This
is we've been really waiting for a good Thursday night game since the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons won.
So, I mean, this game was decent, so.
Yeah, but the Ravens and the Bengals.
Yeah.
Both in same division should be high scoring.
Oh, for sure.
It's definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah, really good game.
But we can get into the next one here.
Right.
We'll do this player 29 rushes for 155 yards, as well as 9 receptions, 67 yards, and no touchdowns.
Oh my god. Absolutely.
So a lot of
no
usage.
Touchdowns at all?
Yes. Correct.
Oh my god.
So that's a purely
absolute
yardage
workhorse.
Based performance.
I feel like the 9 receptions sounds so familiar. I feel like I was looking.
That's probably the most.
And I saw a running back get that, and I was like, oh, my god!
Wait, were you studying for this?
Oh, it's Kamara. It's Kamara, right?
Yes. But were you studying for this?
No, but I feel like, I think it's because I was going up against Kamara.
Yeah,
so, like,
I
seeing that he had 9 catches. I was like, what?
I figured you were going to get that. But yeah, this, I guess, like you said in the beginning, upset of the week.
It had to have been. I mean, Panthers just looked absolutely terrible. And Bryce Young finally gets, I think I saw it was his first ever professional football kneel down. So,
wow.
Good for him, I guess. And they looked decent. I mean, their offense kind of has a bunch of randoms on it, but Chuba Hubbard did good. Bryce Young did
Mingo.
All right.
Well, Mingo didn't have any. He had one target, but he'll be gone. They're just kind of, and yeah, no more Johnson. They're kind of just clearing out the bench.
Yeah, and then, like, you look over at the Saints and you're like, how did they lose this game? They did pretty good. I mean, if you're looking total stats, 407 total yards to only 246. And also, I don't know if they didn't have a single turnover. They had. Close to double, I guess not close to double, but, you know, over 1.5 their yards, had 4 punts and 0 turnovers, and they still lost the game.
Yeah, and a lot of it got hurt towards, I think, that, I want to say that was towards the beginning.
Yeah,
the middle.
It was definitely towards the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. Both these teams are 2-7 now. And the Saints started off looking very hot.
They started 2-0. They've lost 7 straight now.
And Derek Carr's back.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't even that.
It's not even going to get easier. Falcons, Browns, I guess, don't look terrible anymore. Rams.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They have potential to get a very high draft pick.
People were high on them. Like, I want to say I was. I mean,
I think after those first 2 weeks, we were like, "Oh yeah, they're."
Yeah, and they have the Falcons coming up.
I think actually I put them last in our beginning predictions. Let me see. I had them last. So
maybe you were onto something.
Maybe I was.
You did have Bucks first, Falcons. I mean, that honestly could
it could go back and forth. I think my worst one was probably Steelers last.
Yeah, Steelers are first and just trucking through. Had a bye week this week, which just made it. It didn't make the football weekend hit the same.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But luckily, the Packers are giving me a little birthday present of no stress next week because they're not playing. So
true.
That'll be nice. But yeah, I mean, pretty crazy game. Only upset of the week. So
yeah, obviously I had to throw that one.
Saints actually screwed all my parlays too. So yeah, that's how it goes.
Everyone thought that's the free leg.
I know.
All right, let's get into the third one here.
All right.
We have a rather interesting stat line.
Okay.
Two catches for -4 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, that's Waddle.
I was obviously going to throw
him there. Which, not only that, but then I'm not sure if you remember in the Giants game, in the first half, Daniel Jones had 1 touchdown, 0 yards.
I know that.
I don't know how this.
I don't know how these numbers are popping.
-4 yards. I think Jerome Bettis did it once, where he ended a game with like 3 touchdowns and -yards.
I mean, that's more under makes more sense.
3 touchdowns.
Because if he just a goal line, yeah, he'll get like.
But yeah, this. I mean, Tua looks. He looked a lot better. I know I did predict Dolphins to win, and
yeah,
I knew the Bills.
I knew the Bills were gonna win,
but. I don't know. They didn't look terrible. This was, like, the best I've seen the Dolphins play in a while. I still think they give Jonnu Smith the ball way too much.
And they barely... Tyreek Hill, I mean, those catches must have came later because he wasn't doing much for most of the... I mean, only 4 catches.
They were a lot later. I mean, Odell got 3 catches.
Yeah,
Devon
Achane like,
got 8. It's like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they've been using Achane like crazy.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. Especially because, like, both of us, we have, like, really good receivers on this team, and they're just not getting the ball. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I thought with Tua coming back, it'd be fixed, but they're still very...
It's not. It's
very
Tyreek,
subpar.
Tyreek's not getting the ball.
Yeah, if he keeps this up, I mean, his draft stock next year could be...
No, way down.
Late first... I mean, I don't know. I feel like he can't be this bad for, like, not good forever.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be back, but then, like...
Maybe, like, late, like, second round...
I would say that maybe early second. I think.
Yeah, he'll be a boom or bust kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't know. But then like the Bills side, they look awesome. Josh Allen, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. I mean, he looks really good. James Cook looks decent.
James Cook, yeah, he's been getting a lot of usage.
Mm-hmm.
What was your because they're first in the AFC now? What was your rankings for them? Because I want to say this might be
I think the
your
Bills,
worst
I,
division. Did you have them?
I had Jets 1, Dolphins 2, Bills 3rd. So
I mean, Jets could easily get last. Where are the Patriots like? The Patriots just
lost. I think they're still 2-7.
Okay, I was gonna. Yeah, Bills 3rd. I mean, people are kind of expecting the Bills to drop off, but
yeah,
they're still a powerhouse team.
Yeah, definitely not. But, I mean, I would say I was watching this game for a lot of it, and the ending was actually very entertaining. A lot of points scored. And I think they ended up hitting a 61-yarder to win. So, and then my kicker in fantasy can't make a 30-yarder, so.
Yeah, you were kind of close at the end with.
I know.
What's his name? Vikings kicker.
Yeah, he was missing so
that
many.
That's funny, but all right, let's get into the last one I got here, and then we can kind of mention some other games. We have this player. We have 12 rushes for 75 yards, and then 5 receptions for 32 yards.
No touchdowns?
Correct. This one wasn't like one of the craziest performances, but...
So that means it's probably from a good game.
I mean...
Okay.
I don't think you get this.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of go through and say which running backs got a touchdown and which didn't, and kind of go from there. And who I think didn't have a touchdown is Bijan Robinson. So that's who I'm going to go for.
You're close, because it was that game.
Oh, is it Zeke?
No. Oh, wait, was it that game? Yeah.
Dalvin Cook?
No, it was Dowdle.
Oh, yeah, Dowdle. Yeah, I always forget that he's...
Bro, I was thinking, is Zeke even on them again?
Yeah, he's...
Well, he got zero. he ain't playing.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
Close
enough. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know why I said the Cowboys were going to win this. I think just to, like, disagree with you on more games.
I think you just said that they were going to, like, come back and end up winning.
I mean, the Falcons, I think we're ahead for all of it almost.
I think it was all of it. And then at the end, I mean, it just, they couldn't come back. Dak got hurt. He still wasn't playing good when he was healthy. I do like that Ferguson was getting a lot of targets. But the Falcons just look really good, honestly. They lost Drake London early.
Yeah, they're one of like the most like surprising teams of the year.
I mean, Kirk Cousins did exactly what he needed to do. Only 5 incompletions, 3 touchdowns. Bijan did good, 86 yards, and also 7 catches for 59. So really good game from him. Darnell Mooney's been playing good. Honestly, like their top 3 receivers: Ray McCloud, Drake London, Darnell Mooney, and then even Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts has been.
They look really good.
He only had 1 catch this game, but he's been getting more usage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're, I mean, people were hating. I mean, I know they've always had a good, like, rushing defense with Bijan last year.
Yeah.
But with the QB situation,
I mean,
people weren't knowing if it was going to work out.
They probably look like a NFC. I'm not sure if I would go as far as contender. But
for what, the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, they'll probably win at 1 game. I could see them winning.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know
game.
What like the who they would play, like what that would look like.
If they
like.
Win the division, which it looks like they will, they'll probably play like the 6th seed probably.
So who's, I don't know. Who
right now I think it's the Packers.
Ooh.
So I wouldn't mind that, although our run defense is terrible. So.
Yeah. But also, I mean, also people are forgetting that they have Michael Penix Jr. on the bench.
I know. That is crazy.
He's not probably
they wasted their first round pick on that.
I mean, everyone was kind of like questioning that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were knowing like Kirk Cousins would just be him.
Maybe it's a Rodgers Jordan Love situation.
It could be.
It very well could be. But yeah, that was definitely a really good game.
Yeah, Lions are always fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think you said that was your last one?
Yep.
All right, so then going through some of these other games, Commanders are still really good. Chargers look really good. They beat the Browns. Bengals absolutely destroy the Raiders. Raiders are terrible. Caleb Williams looks really bad for the Bears. He just can't score touchdowns. Ravens are... I would argue they're more of AFC favorites than the Chiefs right now.
Yeah, although definitely the Chiefs just put a stop, slow down the Broncos, who have been looking a little better.
Yeah, Chiefs now 8-0 or something.
I mean, that was – did that game go to overtime?
It did.
Because, yeah, I remember that – like, I forget the exact kind of scenario that happened, but
yeah,
I just know they – I was wanting the Buccaneers to win. So
I did,
bad.
Too. And then Lions beat up on the Packers. Which was unfortunate, but we'll get back. We'll get back. So
I don't see how the Chiefs are 8-0.
Their odds, actually, I saw to go undefeated right now are at +650.
Really?
Which is not high at all.
I mean, they have the Bills.
I think the Bills are gonna.
Is it?
Other than the Bills,
okay.
They really don't
the Bills,
have crazy.
The Bills
tests.
Are at home. The Bills are at home against them. I think that the Bills...
If they beat the Bills, I think they're going undefeated.
I mean, yeah, Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Browns, Texans, Steelers. If I can be going to that Steelers game...
Is that a Christmas day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a fire game.
Hopefully... Imagine the Steelers put an end to their undefeated streak. That would be the funniest thing.
Yeah. That would be very Steelers.
I mean, dude, it's possible.
Oh, definitely
if, like,
is.
If the conditions are bad...
Yeah.
The defense...
I could see it happening.
It would just be our offense, but we'll have to see.
You don't
want to
play in Acura Stadium.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm saying that they lose to the Bills in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Or they have an underwhelming somehow lose to the Broncos.
Yeah, who knows. But, yeah, those are all the biggest games of the week, I would say. So I say we just hop right into some trivia. All right, for trivia, I got a little special trivia today.
Yeah,
we're going
no idea
to be doing this season trivia. Oh. So all trivia based on this season. So let's see how attentive you have been.
Okay. This might be a little rough.
All right. So first up, who is leading the NFC West division right now?
NFC West. What division is it?
We got, you know, Rams, Cardinals, 49ers, and Seahawks.
Rams, Cardinals, 49ers. Was this one that you were expecting me to get?
Yeah, I would say. Okay. I did tell Vinny beforehand, I'm expecting probably below 5 out of 10.
The line is, I think the line's at 4.5.
Okay.
That's just high.
I would go under.
Okay, well, it depends. This one, I mean, I actually haven't personally looked at the numbers, but I know the Cardinals are up there. Did they win this week? Cardinals win. I think they did.
I don't think I can. That gives it away.
No, it doesn't.
I can't give you anything.
Honestly, call me crazy. But I'm going Cardinals.
It is the Cardinals. Okay. I thought that would trick you up.
I knew it wasn't 49ers for some reason.
Yeah, the Rams are already up back close, so. Rams okay, one for one. There we go. All right, next up. Name all of the AFC division leaders. This is the one I expect you to get.
Okay, so we have the Steelers and then the Chiefs.
Okay.
And then what are the division? Okay, Bills.
Mm-hmm. Last one.
What division is it?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
Yeah, you are.
No, this is a question where you should know this.
I'm not. I don't pay attention to the
as a
divisions.
Football fan. You should.
I don't.
Know this.
I don't pay attention to like the.
You should know this as a football fan.
I think. Oh, I know which division it is. It's the Jaguars one. But
okay. Wait. So who is in the lead of that?
Who's
division?
In that division? The Jaguars have just been sucking. It can't be, this is the one that's bad, I think. It can't be the Colts. Who else is in that division?
Come on, you gotta know this.
I can't I gotta look at something.
I'm gonna give you a shot clock.
Alright, what's the shot clock?
5.
Whoa, not 5.
3, 2, 1.
Wait, okay, my final guess is Titans.
No, it is the Texans. They're literally on your screen right now.
Oh, you're right. They actually are on my screen.
Yep.
I guess we just said they were 6-3. Okay, that was close enough.
Okay, so 1-2.
That was 1.5.
Sure, 1.5.
1-3-4, it's technically.
All right, the Giants have beaten 2 teams this year. Name one of them.
Yeah, that's tough. Okay.
I'm not sure if I would have gotten this.
I think it was like kind of like an upset.
One of them was an upset. One of them I wouldn't call an upset. I thought this was a pretty funny question.
Yeah, I mean, because only 2 wins. Honestly, call me crazy, but I want to say it's the Commanders.
It is not the Commanders. It is the Browns and the Seahawks.
Really?
They got close to beating the Commanders.
I don't know why. Yeah, that was popping into my head right away.
All right. 1.5 for 3.
Okay, we're 50%.
Okay, question number 4. Other than the Steelers and Packers, name one of the Week 1 matchups and the outcome of that game.
Like a specific score?
So, like, for example, I would say Packers-Eagles versus each other. The Eagles won.
Okay, well, the Ravens played the Chiefs in Arrowhead, and the Chiefs won.
Okay.
30-27.
I should have said that team, too, because I knew that was a pretty
good game. Yeah, that was the one
watched.
I was watching at night.
Okay.
If you didn't say that, if you said not that one, I might have actually.
Yeah. There's
got to be.
I would have probably gotten, actually, I'm not sure how many of these I would have got. There were some like weird ones. Okay, so you're back
up
to
2.5 for 4.
2.5 for 4. This one's a layup. Who is leading the league in rushing yards?
Am I supposed to know this?
You should.
Okay, honestly, call me crazy, but I think it's Saquon.
No.
Wait, what?
It's Derrick Henry.
It's not Saquon.
Derrick Henry's leading the league by like 100 yards. Also. Breaking news. Rams trading Tre'Davious White to Ravens. The Ravens are really good now.
Oh.
Breaking news.
The Ravens have been making moves.
They have been.
Wait, so how is Saquon second?
Saquon is second.
Oh, but, dude, Derrick Henry, like, he's good, but, like, no one talks about him.
All right, still 50%, 2.5 for 5. Okay. Which team leads the league in total offensive yards? These last five are where it gets difficult.
Lions.
Is that your final guess?
Oh, I guess if it's yards and not scoring.
Yeah, total yards.
I mean, would it be Chiefs? Call me crazy, I'm going to say Buccaneers.
No, it is the Ravens.
Really? Okay,
They've been balling. Okay.
Okay.
2.5 for 6.
Second.
What team leads the league in total takeaways?
Oh.
As in interceptions, fumbles recovered, all that jazz.
Oh, man. I mean, I'd want to say Steelers, but I feel like, I mean, we had... It's either, like, Steelers or someone, or maybe, like, I'm going to say Steelers.
It is not the Steelers. The Steelers are up there, but it is the Packers.
What?
Yes.
The Packers' defense is mid, bro.
Not, maybe not.
I guess they just have McKinney that gets a lot of
this one's kind of like the other question. What team is leading the league in total points per game? So what team scores a lot of points?
Honestly, I remember just seeing a stat about the Lions. I'm going to say Lions.
It is the Lions. I thought you'd be tripped up, but good job. All right. Question number nine.
That's 3.5.
3.5 or 8.
I might get the line perfectly.
Okay. What team is leading the league in yards or in the least yards allowed per game? So what team gives up the least amount of yards per game?
I mean, okay, we said the Ravens had the most yards.
Yeah, so this team is not giving up a lot of yards.
I'm thinking it's going to be a team that just, like, the games always suck in low scoring.
That would be a good way to look at it.
Call me crazy.
If you can get this one, I will be shocked.
Okay. I think you're not going to expect me to get this, but I'm going to say Broncos.
No. Good
Jets.
Guess. I think
Jets.
No. It is the Titans, which I would have never guessed.
Yeah, actually, they were not on my radar at all.
Okay. And then last question, which kind of goes along with this last one.
Can I get the line? Come on.
What team is giving up the least amount of points per game this season? This one is also, I'll tell you, it's not one of, like, the top dogs.
Wait, giving up the least amount of points?
Mm-hmm, per game.
Okay, so, like, see, I was kind of thinking the same logic there. Like, it's going to be one of these games, or one of these teams always has boring, low-scoring games.
And that's what you would think. And this team, I will say, they don't give up a lot of points. Like, looking through their stats, they have yet the most amount of points they've given up in a game this year. And I'll even give you a hint. The most amount of points they've given up in a game this year was 16 to the Broncos. And that is the most amount of points they've given up all year.
Okay. Honestly, with that
Actually, wait,
hint...
no. No. They gave up... Oh, maybe I was looking at this wrong. They gave up 20 to the Steelers. The Steelers scored the most on them.
Okay. See, now that really seals the deal for me because... I can say with certainty that it is the Jets.
It is not the Jets. It is the Chargers.
How much?
Chargers. I mean, if you look through, there's 10
didn't
points given up, 3,
didn't
20,
they play the Broncos?
17.
They haven't played the Broncos?
No, the Chargers have. But I don't think the Steelers
Or
have.
I meant the Jets.
Oh, yeah, Jets. They did play the Broncos.
When you said that, I was thinking of the game. We watched it together because I had Javonte Williams and Breece Hall. And then when you said Steelers, that confirmed it even more. Okay, the Jets.
Definitely a good guess. I think the Jets were up there whenever I was looking it up. But
dang. Well, not
all right.
Not
the under bad. The under cashes. I was expecting that.
There were some sneaky
Oh, yeah, definitely
questions.
Some sneaky stuff. So.
Okay, wait, the... Okay, I guess the Steelers scored 37 on them. I totally forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they only let up 10 to the Broncos, so that's why I was saying that. But, all right, you know, some interesting. Hopefully you guys got more.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, so then let's head into some predictions. All right, for predictions this week, or I guess for the last week, me and Vinny actually equal both 12-3.
Aaron almost beats me.
Yeah, I finally don't lose to Vinny in predictions for a week. So, Let's go. And starting off with a big game like we were talking about earlier, Ravens or Bengals at Ravens. And I don't know how you could go against the Ravens right now. I'm really tempted to, but I'm definitely going for the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Ravens as well. And home adds a little extra point.
Yes. And then after that, we have a little World War II little payback for Germany. We give them the Giants versus game. The Panthers.
I mean, I don't know what fans they are over there. Probably Giants, just because it's a bigger city.
I am going to go with the Giants here. The Panthers are just really bad.
But they won. They're coming off a win.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't. Yeah. I'm going Giants.
And the next one, Patriots at Bears. I mean, Patriots, Drake May, he had that nice overtime.
Yeah,
that
play he did
to
decent.
Send it to overtime.
And then Caleb got a bit tweaked up at the end. I'm going to go Patriots here. Call me crazy.
I'm going to go Patriots, too. Oh. This next one's interesting, though. I want your honest take.
49ers at Buccaneers. I'm going 49ers.
Oh, wow.
It's a gut reaction. I think I just need to start my gut.
Because I was considering Bucks. I'm going to put Bucks. Because, I mean, McCaffrey's back. But
I don't hate it.
For the Bucks.
All right. Broncos at Chiefs. Chiefs stay undefeated.
Yeah. There's not much to say.
Yeah. It says Bulls on here, but it's supposed to be Bills at Colts.
Well, I have the Bulls winning.
I would take the Chicago Bulls beating the Colts, too. next up, Steelers at Commanders. Huge game.
Yeah, and I'm a little nervous. I'm going to be honest. But it isn't home, but I can't root against the Steelers. So I'm obviously going to say
I was going to say Steelers, too.
This is a losable game for sure.
I think the Steelers defense is going to turn up this game. I really think they are. I could fully see the Steelers winning.
Yeah,
this.
We need his Jane Daniels.
He's been
maybe
doing really good. Next up, Vikings at Jags.
I mean, I gotta
Jags
say
have been
Vikings.
Playing better, but
I gotta say Vikings.
Yeah, gotta go Vikings. Falcons at Saints. I mean, Saints
could upset somehow, but
I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Titans at Chargers. I'm going Chargers. They've been sneaky good.
Both
this year.
These teams. You said I've had good defenses.
Yeah,
but
true.
I like
so low scoring game. Should
I take the under on points?
I would as well. Jets at Cardinals. I think Jets turn it around.
Okay. I was actually ripping Cardinals.
Okay.
I was ripping Cardinals.
All right. Eagles at Cowboys.
Eagles
offense has looked.
I mean,
really
can we just
good.
Talk? We didn't even mention the Saquon Barkley's
honestly
reverse hurdle.
I think that is more impressive than Garrett Wilson's catch.
Yeah, me too.
Did you see how high up he got? Like,
I don't even know how he like saw him to do that. Cause, and if you get like hit in that position, like you're screwed.
That was one of the most impressive plays I've ever seen.
If that was like for a touchdown or something, that would just be like one of the top plays I've ever made.
Oh, for sure. And then next up, another good game, Lions at Texans.
I just don't want to go against the Lions.
I'm going Lions as well. And then honestly, another good game. This week's got a lot of good games. Dolphins at Rams for Monday
honestly,
night.
Call me crazy. I'm going to go Dolphins.
I was going to go Dolphins,
I think they're
going
to turn it around.
I think I'm going Dolphins as well.
They're due.
Another week with not many disagreements. We got two.
I mean, Bucks. Yeah, so this could be a...
All right.
One of us could go 15-0. One of us could go.
I need this.
Yeah.
But, all right, guys, that's all we got for this week's episode. So, you know, make sure to like, follow, subscribe. Comment, whatever else there is to do. And Vinny, got anything?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, it's usual. Thank you guys for the support.
For sure.
Hopefully, you know, as the season, not coming to the end yet, but.
I mean, we're already in week 10.
It's basically, halfway of the regular season. So it's definitely going fast. Hopefully, you know, have another week to enjoy.
For sure.
And we'll catch you guys in the next one.
All right. Peace.